It's a summer-like forecast in Northeast Florida the next 5 to 7 days, as the weather today and even into Tuesday is going to be a lot like this weekend. Now, we're going to see daytime highs soar into the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. We'll have partly to mostly sunny skies, some clouds at times, but plenty of sunshine. Then the heat will extend all the way to the beaches with an offshore wind out of the west. But I don't think that wind is going to be strong enough to hold the sea breeze back. So we should see that sea breeze move in and temperatures will cool a little bit at the beaches, not just today, but also tomorrow. The winds increase a little bit on Wednesday. We will keep our daytime highs in the mid to upper 90s through Wednesday afternoon. But Wednesday is the day a cold front moves through. Cold is not the right word, though, because it will drop our daytime highs to, well, about 90 degrees by Thursday. So with that front on Wednesday, there is at least the chance, it looks pretty low to me at this point, for some isolated to widely scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder or two. That'll mainly be Wednesday afternoon and evening, but rain amounts do not look impressive at all. Best case scenario looks to be around a quarter to locally half inch of rain. And then, well, we clear out and we sunny up and we dry out too through Friday and at least Saturday, but there is at least one pretty cool thing that we have in store this week, pun intended. So after the cold front moves through, we're going to have some dry air move back in, and that's going to allow our morning temperatures to really drop, especially Friday morning and Saturday morning. We're forecasting the low 60s for both of those mornings. So that's going to be really nice. And even though it is going to still be hot Thursday, Friday, and even into Saturday, we're forecasting upper 80s and low 90s. It's not going to be humid. When you see those morning lows in the 60s, well, that's a really good sign that it's not going to be that humid. Yeah, it'll still be warm. But those mornings will be enjoyable, and we got to take advantage of it because these may be the coolest mornings we have until the fall later this year, because eventually, well, the humidity cranks up and each morning is in the 70s for about 3 to 4 months straight here in Northeast Florida. So we have that to look forward to later this week. Something else I'm keeping my eyes on by next weekend and into next week, there's at least the shot of some isolated showers. Some of the long-range scenarios are hinting had some isolated showers on Sunday, but overall the long-term pattern does look dry, so hopefully we can get some rain up in here as we are really starting to dry out. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.